The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. So we heard last Sunday, when they asked Jesus to pray, he said, "When you pray, say, Father, Father." Jesus teaches us that God is our loving Heavenly Father. And like every father, in the greatest sense, they guide. They guide us. They guide the family. They lead the family. Because it is the father of the home that is the spiritual leader of the home. And we see this beautifully today as in all these many readings from the book of Exodus. God the Father guiding Moses in this mysterious idea of the cloud descending upon the tent, and then when they would lift from the tent, what would the Israelites do? They would move. And so they're being guided, aren't they, by the Father in the desert for the last 40 years. In the sense of 40 years in the desert, was God training them to trust him as he guided them all the way to the Holy Land? And we see this at the very end. So whereas night and fire were seen in the cloud by the whole house of Israel in all the stages of their journey. Which means God is guiding all of human history in his providential care. Which is why as Christians, no matter what happens in the world stage, politics, empires, rising civilizations, falling civilizations, you know, the Christian does, we're just like, all right, we're just going. We're moving through. Why? Because God's our Father. And we see this beautifully in the history of the church. All become lovers of history. And you see God's hand guiding us every stage of history, even in the dark times. Today we celebrate St. Ignatius, the founder of the mighty Jesuit order, the biggest religious order in the church. He raised up St. Ignatius at a very pivotal moment in history, converted to his faith in the early 15th century. And remember what was going on in that time period. It's the age of exploration. The European powers are vying for control. And as they're sending out their massive ships into the world, to the new world, to the east, the Portuguese, the Dutch, the French, the English, the Spanish, I mean, you name it, they're just flooding the world. And part of their mission was establishing centers of learning. That's why for the Jesuit order, academics is absolutely important. The formation of a Jesuit priest, they're one of the longest in the entire church. It takes 10 to 12 years to become a Jesuit priest. They focus on the life and the mind, and you see this beautifully. One of the examples of one of the sons of St. Ignatius, the son, one of the Jesuits, Father Matteo Ricci, an Italian priest, who was one of the first priests to enter into China in 1583. He had learned Confucianism and the intellectual pursuits of the ancient Chinese culture. He had learned their ways, studied their religion and their way of life, because the whole point was, if I can penetrate and understand the Chinese mentality, I can bring Jesus Christ to them. So successful was Father Mateo that he actually became a close confidant to the Chinese emperor. The Chinese emperor was a hair's length of converting to Catholicism. And if you converted the Chinese emperor, you converted the entire nation of China. We almost converted the emperor. Could you imagine how much world history would be different today if China was a Roman Catholic? 1.4 billion people. But for various reasons, in God's providence, it would not be so. But we know God is our Father. However God moves China, the United States, history, God is guiding us, the whole house of Israel, in all the stages of our journey. Work as if everything depended on you. And pray as if everything depended upon God. It's a famous Jesuit saying.